from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
And for Sean Pendergast this morning, I'm Sean Bajani along with Seth Payne. Pendergast will be back next week from his vacation. Tell you all about it. Each and every year he does it, man. And it's badass. I envy the guy a little bit, especially the point in time in which he decided to take holiday this year. Couldn't have been better timing for Sean Pendergast, to be honest with you, escaping the city of Houston in one of its worst weeks to memory.
He's taking a lot of heat from that on social media.
Is he?
That he's absent. Yeah, he's just off gallivanting about whichever, you know, goes to pick whichever politician gets guffed for being out of town or out of state or whatever. He's getting that same treatment from a very small sliver of fans who are blaming him for basically the hurricane.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the hurricane, in collaboration with the community, I know a lot of other people are doing this, organizations around town. The Houston Rockets and Toyota Center going to be hosting a hurricane barrel relief drive. That is today. So check your social media accordingly and see if you'd like to participate in that.
And they were talking about this on the broadcast last night. I can't remember which company the lady was a representative of, but that they were doing a drive up. It's like ice, water, and food give outs from 8 to 11 a.m. until supplies supplies last. Might end before 11 a.m., but you can just drive up there to Minute Maid and pick up bring your cooler, I would imagine. But it's a big old bag of ice. It's a case of water, fruit and vegetables, and then I think Chick-fil-A has some things for the kids.
Oh, that's pretty good. I forgot to mention this, man. We talked about it. We put the news out there for the people yesterday during the show, and we learned about it, at least I did, by way of Ocho, who texted in. Do you remember when he was telling us about Trill Burger being available out at a Kroger location on Westlake Houston and the Beltway, like up by my neck of the woods, like Summerwood area? Well, on my way home, I'm wondering, like, boy, what is all of this traffic? What is going on? And sure enough, I'm exiting, and there's multiple entrances into this huge signature Kroger. It's a massive parking lot with all these other shopping centers in and around it as well. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm telling you, Seth, there had to be 400 or 500 cars in line coming in from multiple entrances, I would imagine, just for this Trill Burger situation that was taking place yesterday from 8 until 11. If you waited in one of those lines, I'd kind of be interested to hear from you on the text line. 713-572-4610. How long did you wait, and was it worth it?
I would say kind of related to that. I have no idea if they're doing giveouts or anything. I have no idea whatsoever. But I haven't been to Shaq's place yet, that Big Chicken. It's on Westheimer. I think it's out near the Beltway. But I'm intrigued. I got to go check out Shaq's Big Chicken place. The other, you know, all these lineups around fast food restaurants that you see, it's something, it's kind of, it's one of the aftershocks of COVID that people weren't prepared for. It's that drive-through usage went way up during COVID, and it's stayed that way since. Like, a lot of people that never wouldn't use the drive-through all that much got hooked on using the drive-through when that's all you could do during COVID.
Yeah.
So now, like, in building the actual restaurants and everything, it's kind of thrown traffic into turmoil a lot more than it used to be, because there's just more people lined up out on the street waiting to get into the parking lot for the drive-through line. So it's now it's doubly so, obviously, with some of these free giveaways.
Exactly. 713-572-4610. I told you, be like this guy, man. I think we all would like to be a little bit more like Jose Altuve. And I'm interested to get your thoughts on this, Seth, because I was thinking about this with the All-Star break coming up, and obviously Altuve being voted in for the 9th time in his career. He'll be an All-Star. However, will not be playing in the All-Star festivities, which are going to be in Southern Oklahoma this upcoming weekend. And you know, Altuve,
how do you turn down an opportunity to go to Oklahoma?
Right?
My God, Altuve.
Come on.
Have you gotten that spoiled in life that you don't want to go to Oklahoma?
You know, to me it seems, maybe I've missed a time or two where we've actually discussed you know, this on the contrary, but I feel like in general he seems to have a pretty good valid excuse as to why he's not going to attend the All-Star game on a given year. He hasn't been since 2018.
Yeah.
And you tell me if you think this is a valid excuse. He was talking about not attending yesterday.
Well, obviously, we have a very second important half of the season that I really want to be healthy. Like I said 2 days ago, I'm really proud and thankful with all the Houston Astros fans and everybody that vote, not only for me, but also you know, everybody on this team to make this dream possible. This is a huge, big deal for us, and you know, we're really thankful. Unfortunately, I got hit in the hand and playing through some stuff, so I really want to take these days and be ready for the second half.
Look, we know what the deal is. This is the third straight time that he's bowed out because of quote-unquote injury issues.
Yeah.
Look, man, this is on ESPN. This is on John Boy. This is on anybody that wanted to float fake buzzer rumors or anything. They very irresponsibly made Jose Altuve, a man who did not participate in the being better than everybody else scandal, they made him the face of the scandal. And irresponsibly floated those buzzer rumors forever. Yeah. There's still people in the media who still think that buzzer stuff was actual. Like, they thought that it was a foregone conclusion. Oh yeah, he definitely used the buzzer. The fact that Altuve is the guy who's most lustily booed at opposing ballparks, that in 2020 people were livid that they weren't going to have their chance, or 2021 they were livid that they weren't going to have their chance to boo Altuve and the other Astros at the All-Star game. Nah. No, they can all go die. They're like, Jose Altuve does not need to subject himself to that. And I don't think Astros fans probably really want to go watch Altuve at an All-Star game just so he can get booed by a bunch of drunken jackass yahoos outside the city. If he chooses to never go to another All-Star game, I will not hold it against him one bit. I don't want to see him get booed at the All-Star game. I've got zero issues with Altuve never going to another All-Star
game. I'm with you. Look, I was a huge Craig Biggio fan growing up, and any time that he'd gotten the nod to go to an All-Star game, I was, even as a, you know, a young adult, like, I was just psyched. I was stoked for him. I mean, I felt a tiny little bit of ownership in that. Like, it was pride, right? You want your guy to go, have his name called, be seen on TV, wear the uniform. It's awesome. It's a great feeling when one of your guys is recognized. And I say be like Altuve, and I think I say, you know, I wish we could all, we all probably feel like we could be a little bit more like Altuve. I say that for this reason. The guy's been nine times, but he hasn't been nine times.
You're right, right.
He's gotten the recognition, and ultimately, at least this day and age, because we have various thoughts about what we think of the All-Star game and the festivities and how they handle it and all that sort of thing. Ultimately, I just want the guys that are deserving to be recognized. Altuve is certainly one of those ones on the Astros this year that deserve that, along with Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker. But I really thought about it in this sense. You know, we say Ronel Blanco is deserving and that he gotten snubbed, at least so far. He could still make it if somebody gets hurt or whatever. But as of right now, he's not going. He's not an All-Star. And it may be his only time, his only opportunity to be an All-Star. At what point in time do you think it ever creeps into Jose Altuve's mind that, you know what, this might be my last time to be recognized as an All-Star? It probably does. He's human. But even if it doesn't, to have the ability...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Ability to say, you know what? I've played this game for a long time at a high level and nobody expected me to. I mean, hell, they signed me for like chump change back in the day. And now I've won multiple World Series. I've got all of these accomplishments. Like, I'm good. You know, for a guy to be able to say that and just concentrate, as you heard in the clip there, healthy and staying healthy to win baseball games, important baseball games, that's really cool. That's really big. And I don't know that all of us would make that same decision.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't like I think most people would like you get tired of being the villain for something like honestly again that he's the most visible one about it. Like for people who aren't learned on the topic, people's opinion of Altuve within baseball is not nearly the same of what it is from opposing fan bases, you know, when it comes to being better than everybody else scandal. And I wonder if for him, it might be a matter of, like, whenever everything does subside finally, because it's subsided in a lot of ways.
Yes.
It's subsided in terms of, at the very least, most fan bases are just, you know, they're reserving their boos for anybody who is on the 2017 roster. It used to be from 2017 to 2019, but I think most people now get that it was just 2017 when it was an issue. I think that it might subside over time with Altuve. I guess the one thing I might say about it, Sean, is that process of people realizing Altuve wasn't, you know, guilty of just about anything other than like not stopping it at the time, was that he himself has never a single moment tried to separate himself from his teammates. You know,
like, yeah, great point.
It's one of those classic situations where, like, he's trying to do right by his teammates and be honorable about it, and he probably in his mind feels like, yeah, maybe I should have been more vocal and stopped it or what have you. But people forget that he wasn't a veteran leader on the team at that time. It was Carlos Beltran. It was Brian McCann. It was all those guys. He was one of their best players, but he wasn't the guy that he is now in terms of being an elder leader on the team.
Yeah, that's fair.
If he were, like, the kind of guy that would put out a more public PR campaign about it, if you kind of go through back channels and talk to writers about it and Ken Rosenthal's of the world, that might be expedited, but that's just not who he is. You know, he just wants to play baseball and he wants to like enjoy his off time without getting booed by a bunch of drunken yahoos. So I just don't, I think I feel, not to say what I would do, and I can't imagine what it's like to be Jose Altuve. But I totally get just not wanting to deal with that any extra than you have to.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of good points made by you. From somebody from the text line said, finally some sense. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Bajani. Ron was on the airwaves yesterday calling out Altuve for not going and being butthurt about him not going.
And I'm not saying this, like, I don't want to, like, I didn't hear exactly what Ron said or what have you, but I think this is classically one of those situations of, man, if you haven't lived through it and if you weren't, like, if you didn't know what it was like being an Astros fan during all of that and everything, I think it's just, it's impossible to actually understand all of, like, some people's sentiments. I'm not saying all people's sentiments or anything, but, like, the way I feel about it, it's that, man, people took it as an opportunity to say anything and everything.
Yeah,
and
no, you're right.
Like,
yeah.
There was such complete disregard for what the truth might be or learning about it or anything else. It was just people with torches wanting to kill Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That was all there was. It was mob mentality. And we got the brunt of it for years and years and years. And Altuve remains the guy that's getting the most brunt of it of anybody else. And it's something that, especially given Altuve, who's tried like hell to take himself, to not defend himself, to not separate himself from his teammates. There's nothing I will ever do to judge Altuve for the way he responds to all of that acrimony that still remains out there.
While Altuve doesn't need your stinking all-star game anymore, CJ Stroud doesn't need your stinking SB either. We'll discuss that and the robbery that was last night. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.